We've been talking intermittently over the past while about ice baths and whether or in fact they are good for you or they have disadvantages. It's certainly become a massive craze in the world right now, certainly in South Africa. Every single gym is building an ice bath. You travel to Cape Town, you see crazy people up at 6 a.m. swimming in Saunders or wherever it is they can find cold baths. And then you get the really crazies who go out and buy ice because their baths aren't cold enough. So I thought it's really important that we investigate this phenomenon of ice baths and see, is there a downside to them at all? And on the line, we have Dr. Angelique Kutsia, a senior consultant in community and healthcare, to discuss this issue. Dr. Kutsia, I'm really excited to have this conversation with you this afternoon.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for inviting me and listening to you, and also did some research. I realize it is, as you said, currently a trend, and I don't think people always understand what they get themselves into.
Okay, so that's exactly what I want you to address with me today, this afternoon. Floor's yours.
Thank you. So, let's start from the beginning. So, as you correctly said, we know it's trending all over. We know athletes are using them to recover. We know there are many wellness influencers claim benefits for mood, metabolism, even immunity. But if you look at the science, and what are the risks, especially for people with heart or blood pressure problems? This is where it gets a bit more complicated. So what happens? And this is physiology. It's not, it's proven. It's not something that I'm just making up. I'm not a wellness influencer on a TikTok or something like that. So I'm not saying they're always wrong. That's not what I'm saying. But I mean, this is physiology. So there's a cold shock response. It happens within the first 1 to 3 minutes. It's when that sudden gasp that you give, that rapid breathing, the sharp rise in the blood pressure, and yes, and this is why it's important if you've got heart problems or blood pressure problems that you at least make sure that you're fine. So that sharp rise, you get the sharp rise in your blood pressure and your heart rate and your vessels clamp down. That's happening. Then you get an autonomic conflict. So if you dunk your face or hold your breath, the diving reflex slows your heart while your adrenaline speeds it up. So this might lead to possible arrhythmias that we can see. Then the heat loss, the water removes heat more or less 25% 25 times faster than air. So what this leads to is your muscle weakens, risk of drowning or collapse, and then you get an after drop. So once out, the cold blood returns to the from the limbs to the core, dropping your body temperature further, and that can cause again fainting or collapse. So you know, it is, it's like flooring the accelerator and you want to brake at the same time. Finding a strong engine, but risking one with hidden faults. So especially if you, as I've said, suffer from some chronic diseases. So what then again happen to the body when you plunge into an ice bath? The first minutes, the body goes into a cold shock response. This is a typical cold shock response where you get a blood pressure and your heart rate spike, breathing becomes rapid, and your vessels tighten. It's unpleasant, but tolerable for some people. And then people with high blood pressure or heart disease, it's dangerous. So does this make sense from the physiology side?
That is absolutely fascinating. So basically, you're giving a warning for people with high blood pressure and heart issues. That stay away from this. This is going to do you no good.
Yes.
I mean, you also, when we commenced speaking to each other this afternoon, you gave a whole list of supposed benefits. Are those real? Have those been clinically checked out, or is it psychosomatic?
There's evidence, benefits versus hype that you can look at. So there is, faster, the evidence or the benefits support faster recovery after a tough exercise. You do get some reduction in your soreness and fatigue, but now we're talking about athletes. We're not talking about the average guy walking in the street and not knowing his health status. What is, however, unclear whether there's a benefit on weight loss, immunity, long-term mood improvements. So the evidence here is limited and it's mixed. And it's also a moderate, you know, you don't need to go to the extreme to go into an ice bath. You can look at moderate cool water immersion or often after work, just as well as instead of going ice cold. And so because we know people is not going to listen to us. So if you still try to want to go into an ice bath, you need to understand how do I reduce my risk. Check your doctor and go and see so that the doctor can check if you have any heart or vascular or respiratory conditions. Never do this alone. Always have supervision, you know, when you try to do this. Remember, you can faint afterwards, you can collapse. Start mild. Go in 15 to 20 degrees is usually enough. You do not need ice blocks. You keep it short, max 3 to 10 minutes max. Don't dunk your face or hold your breath. That if you don't do that, then you have a less risk of arrhythmia. And then afterwards, you need to warm up gradually. So ice baths aren't for everyone. People with underlying health risks, here the danger outweigh the benefits. And I think it is extremely clear. And who should avoid it? Anyone with coronary artery disease, or you had a previous heart attack, or you do suffer from arrhythmias or uncontrolled hypertension, you had a previous heart failure, you had a stroke, you've got peripheral vascular disease, and you get uncontrolled asthma, or you get cold urticaria. So please, please, please. Also remember, why are we so concerned? Because there's an autonomic conflict. The cold shock speeds the heart, while your diving reflex slows it, and the clash then triggers the dangerous rhythms in people with heart problems. So muscle loss, your muscle lose strength quite quickly in cold water, and it can happen before hypothermia set in. And once out, the after drop can make you collapse if you do not warm up properly. And I need to stress this to the people out there, to our listeners. So please, if you want to do it, make sure you had a proper medical checkup. Know what you are doing. Just not for the fun.
Dr. Kutsia, I think what you've done today is so crucially important. I think you've basically saved lives. It's just so interesting to me. I've heard about ice baths for months and months and months, and not once has anybody ever mentioned the warnings that you've uttered to us today, which is don't do it alone, check with your doctor if you've got heart issues. I mean, this is important stuff. Many people might be doing it because they think it could assist with these issues. I mean, just personally, and it's the opposite. It's heat. It's not cold. But I used to go to gym. I'd go to sauna afterwards because conventional wisdom is that saunas are fantastic for you and detox and good for you and good. It every single day I came home with a throbbing headache until somebody, in fact, a Dis-Chem wellness expert said to me, "Do you have blood pressure issues?" I said, "Yes." She says, "Do not ever go into a sauna. That is the worst thing you could possibly do." Who knew? But I'm younger and relatively strong. If you are at risk and in your 70s, I would imagine this could be a dangerous activity if you had the right factors.
Yes, you're right. So your ice bath is actually, whether you go into that ice bath or whether you go in that heated sauna, it's got a physiology effect on the body. The body will respond in the only way that the body does or the body knows. And that cold shock response, that first 1 to 3 minutes, it's really a serious response that the body, and that is the body's response. You can't get away of it. That's the response of the body. It's a physiologically response.
Dr. Kutsia, I'm very grateful to you for making time to have had that chat with me this afternoon. I learned a lot. I'm sure our listeners did too. Thank you for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you. It was just a pleasure. And please stay safe.
We absolutely will. And you heard what the doctor said. If you've got pre-existing conditions, don't do it. Or at least go and get cleared by your doctor before you do it. Hugely, hugely important issue. Only because it's becoming so incredibly popular and prevalent everywhere.